All righty, ladies and gentlemen, the Midday Show with Rick and John, throwing our midday party, and we have, hey, there's Jason Longshore. He's the radio analyst for Atlanta United, and hey, Mike Conti is here as well in the Keys. So we're the home of Atlanta United, obviously. You're going to hear all the games here all year long. And Mike Conti, I give you the mic right now. Do you have an announcement to make on what is happening here? And yeah. We're all excited for you.
I do. I'm excited, too. It's been a long time coming, but the McRib is back.
Yes!
Now, for a limited time only?
Limited time only. Okay. Yes. Actually, I don't know.
I've actually never had a McRib. Never.
It's a thing.
Now, is that going to go along the lines of me liking Pepsi more than Coke? Are there going to be listeners that are really mad at me for not eating a McRib?
Here's the thing. Like, we're at the end of the work week here. We should just kind of slide into the weekend on a non-hostile note. We don't need to renew, you know, Pepsi, Coke, or Waffle House hostilities here or anything like that. But, no, really excited to be able to work with Jason Longshore on the Atlanta United radio broadcast.
Whoa, this year. You're doing what?
Jason and I will be the radio team for Atlanta United this year, starting a week from tomorrow in Nashville for the first exhibition or friendly against Nashville SC, which is a USL side this year, but eventually they're going to be going to MLS. So we're going to be up there with Atlanta United and all the 17s and supporters groups next Friday for Dukes and Bell, and then Saturday we'll have the match. And then it all kind of careens, Jason, to March 3rd in Houston against Houston Dynamo, and we get the second season of Atlanta United underway.
I can't wait to get this thing started. A lot of people around the country are saying Atlanta United's the favorite in the East, mm-hmm. even above Toronto, who had a record-setting year and bring pretty much everybody back. What Atlanta's done this offseason is just special in terms of this team, and it's going to be a special year for Atlanta fans to watch.
Mike, I'll say this. First of all, congratulations. I know you guys are going to do a tremendous job. I from the day I started working here, I told Mike how much I enjoy his work and everything he's done on the Falcons broadcast.
And then I had to tell him I was not Mike Bell.
No, I've worked with Mike Bell before. I know that. You haven't bought me a steak yet either, but you do a tremendous job with everything you do here. How do you juggle the time? Like, is your wife looking at you now going, really? Now you're going to throw Atlanta United on top of the Hawks and everything. How are you going to be able to juggle all the responsibilities you have here at 92.9?
Well, as a matter of fact, she is. Mm-hmm. But she's been very supportive of all of this. The good thing about Atlanta United is they only play once a week. It's not like a Hawks week where they play four or five games a week. The Hawks season is winding down. Mm-hmm. Atlanta United's regular season begins on March 3rd. So it fits nicely in my calendar. There's going to be a little bit of Hawks United overlap, a little bit of Falcons United overlap, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I love soccer. I've tried to express that as best I can on this radio station the 5 years that I've worked here. I've done soccer play-by-play before. I'm not new at this. I haven't done MLS before, but I've done NCAA soccer. I've done a lot of high school soccer over the years. So I don't know the game nearly as much as Jason. I've told Jason I will be leaning on him heavily, and Jimmy Vance, our producer, heavily. And I really hope that, the 17s and all our soccer fans out there will be very patient with me. I probably will Americanize the broadcast quite a bit. And I know that's not something that a lot of soccer fans are huge fans of. Just bear with me. I will take this very seriously. I will get better. But I'm very grateful to Matt Moore, Darren Eels at Atlanta United, Terry Fox here at 92.9 The Game for this opportunity. And super pumped to be working with Jason, because I think the job that Jason did on the radio last year, Atlanta United was a real thing last year. I think mm-hmm. next to the Falcons making the Super Bowl, this was the biggest sports story in Atlanta last year. The way the city embraced this expansion soccer club, how well they did on the field, the attendance records that they were smashing week after week and on the season. I think Jason had a big role in that with what he did off the air and on the air to build awareness and educate the city about what we have here in Atlanta United. So for me to be able to work with Jason, I'm super pumped about that too.
Man, that was a big compliment right there.
They got to follow that up.
No, I mean,
he's a comprehensive guy, Jason. Get used to that.
But how many people, really? I mean, think about it. Jason is the most credible soccer guy in the city.
I would agree with that.
How many people in this radio station can we say is the most credible at something in the city? Very few. So to be able to work with Jason on that. Yes, Rick, yes. You're extremely credible on the slam dunk contest. Yes,
thank you.
Yes, I agree.
Even though I can't jump.
John, you were extraordinarily credible about Hassan Whiteside and Udonis Haslem, the ins and outs of the Miami Heat.
You are
the authority on that.
I am the authority on Miami sports in Atlanta. I don't know what that does as far as work-wise, but I am absolutely the authority. Yeah. No, Jason, we expressed this to you last year, coming on our show weekly, and quite frankly, educating Rick and I. I watch soccer in a very casual fandom. I'd watch the World Cup. I'd watch the Women's World Cup. MLS was new to me, and you did an unbelievable job of educating us and our fans.
And I just appreciate you guys having me on. I mean, you guys were the first two people I met at the station. First day
That's
after
scary.
Things are fine. It was a little scary. But no, seriously, like, you guys went out on a limb and brought soccer talk on a regular basis, you know, to the station. You were the first gig I had on a regular basis here. And thank you for that, because for me, somebody who's grown up being a soccer fan, playing as a kid, wanting this for my city, you know, to be able to be that person and be able to spread the word and educate. I love that. You know, I want more people to join this party. I don't want it to be a soccer snob situation where, you know, he said sideline instead of touchline, and oh no. Or
I'm going to do that, by the way.
And I don't care. Like, that's the thing.
Just
I tell
don't call
you guys
it
this
touch
all the
back.
Time.
I think
no, no, I won't do that.
Yeah, watch that one. Yeah. But
here's
no,
what people need to know, though.
Time.
Jason, Mike Conte is I think like all of us. I'm always taking my game back to the lab. I'm not a complete product right now. We're always trying to get better. I know they sound like cliches, but if you want to continue to thrive in this business, you have to always be kicking the tires on new ways to do things. So I can promise you that if you hit up Mike Conte on Twitter with, Mike, you said this, and actually in soccer vernacular, it's this, he will take that advice, take that feedback, and get better from it. And Mike, as a play-by-play guy as well, and I know your aspirations for play-by-play, I know your background in it, and I just know your thirst for it. And for people that don't understand, play-by-play is an adrenaline rush like nothing else in this business. When I host Game Time, when I do this show, it's a blast. It's an adrenaline rush. But it's not the same as the adrenaline rush that you get live at a game calling the play-by-play for a city. So for that, I'm really happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah, me too. And the exciting thing about this season coming up is this is a World Cup year. And yes, I know the United States is not in the World Cup, but I still think there's going to be tremendous interest over the World Cup. We saw in 2014 what kind of interest we had here in the city of Atlanta, not only following the USA's World Cup run, but even after they got knocked out all the way out to the final in Brazil. And the MLS All-Star match is here in Atlanta in August. So how fun of a summer are we going to have being a soccer radio station here? And you know, I know a lot of people are probably going to hear that and misinterpret. We're not talking soccer 24/7 on this radio station, but soccer is going to be a thing this summer between Atlanta United, the MLS All-Star match, and the World Cup. And here again is where I'm so glad we have resources like Jason, and also, you know, John Fricke follows soccer very closely.
Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, Mike Bell actually watches soccer matches sober sometimes, which is kind of unusual for him. Like, he's actually studying the match. Andy Bunker's a big soccer fan. So we have a lot of people here on this radio station, not just Jason and I, who are very, very excited about what's to come over the next few months. Because, as Jason said, Atlanta United is going to be very good. They're going to be very, very good. They're going to be one of the favorites in the Eastern Conference. But then you have the World Cup on top of it. It's really going to be a memorable year coming up, and I'm just excited to be a small part of it.
Matt Moore, I know you're listening out there. It's our guy, Mookie Dunkelman from old Dunkelman. Falcons fame. Yeah. We do want to do a midday day out, and we would love to center it around going to an Atlanta United match. We want to go out with the supporter groups. Mike, I will drink for you because I know you guys will be doing. Yeah. You guys will have actual work to do. That'll be time that we can get liquored up and have some fun.
Well, your cocktail intake will be heroic on that day. I'm sure of that. Is Mookie in town or is he in Orlando?
I think he's in Orlando.
They're having training down in Orlando right now. So I know a lot of the team staff is down there, but he might be streaming us. So yeah, I'm very grateful to Matt Moore and Darren Eels. I can't stress that enough. And Terry Fox. For kind of taking a little bit of a leap of faith on this, and just really excited to get going.
They are, they're going to be paid off for their trust in you, Mike, no doubt about that. So we have, you know, Jimmy Vance, producer, he's right here in the Kia Studios, and Jason Longshore, me, several others with the station are in a soccer fantasy league.
Uh-oh.
Mike Conte.
Uh-oh.
And you are in John's college football fantasy league. You had a very competitive team last year. Look, I know Atlanta United – You know, I don't know the other teams. I'm just saying, like, I do not portray myself as a soccer expert at all. But I'm playing fantasy soccer to learn more. I want better knowledge of the other teams. I want better knowledge of just how the game works. Will you be in this league with us?
Absolutely. And Jason made a great point out in the bullpen. Play FIFA. Mm-hmm. Play FIFA. I'm serious. You would be surprised how many kids and adults play FIFA and how much you will learn about MLS.
It's almost like you were listening to a previous segment because we were talking, caught on the video games, and Rick asked me if I play FIFA, and I said no. And I said, if Atlanta United's on there, I'll go get it this weekend. And everybody said Atlanta United's on there, so I guess I got to go make a purchase. I'll put back the 12th pair of Miami Hurricane shoes, and I'll go ahead and buy FIFA this weekend.
Mike, congratulations again. We're happy for you. And congratulations to Atlanta United fans because they have the best broadcast team in the biz with Conti and Longshore.
The best radio deal in the biz. This is the biggest radio deal Major League Soccer.
Really?
You know, a lot of cities do not get this level of coverage that 92.9 is going to provide for Atlanta soccer fans. So that's a big reason why Atlanta United is a huge deal.
Well, it's out on Twitter as well. Mike Conti, Jason Longshore, our new radio play-by-play voice for Atlanta United. We read between the lines.